Well, you know, that year in the draft, we looked at the first five teams. It was Atlanta, Cincinnati, Detroit, Kansas City, and Tampa Bay. All five of those teams were looking for a savior. They were looking for somebody to come and be that guy. And quite frankly, I was in a wishbone my last year at Notre Dame. I didn't have a clue what I was going to be able to do as a receiver. I knew I could return punts and kickoffs, but I didn't know what I could do as a receiver. So what we did is, I don't know what my agent told those guys. I think he told them I had a haunt to die in that city or something. But some kind of way, when we looked at the Raiders roster, we knew this is a place I needed to be. This is a place I can come. I can be comfortable. Marcus Allen, Bo Jackson, James Lofton, all those guys. It was the best move I ever made in my life as far as football goes, because having a great James Lofton here, Hall of Fame receiver himself, Mervin Fernandez, those guys took me under their wings and taught me how to play the receiver position. I returned kicks, and I made the Pro Bowl my rookie years as a kick returner, but it took me a couple years as a receiver because I literally had to learn the position.
Led the NFL in kickoff returns his rookie season. Nine-time Pro Bowler, not so bad. He mentioned, John, something that I find important whenever I talk to guys who played for the Raiders. He mentioned guys who took him under his wing as soon as he came here. What was it like when you became a Raider? You're a rookie, you come into the system, there were some very good offensive linemen. Was there anyone who took you under the wing? Or do they beat you up a little bit first and then take you under your wing?
No. The guy who definitely took everyone under their wing was Jim Otto. Jim made you feel part of the team right away, and after being on the team after breaking camp in Santa Rosa and coming down here, he came up to me and Dalby, and he said, first he told us before the final cuts, he says, "Hey rookies, you're going to make the team." You're going to make the team, and of course that we were confident, but I mean when you had offensive linemen like I mentioned, plus backups like Ron Mix, who had come over from the Chargers to be a backup, and Bob Brown, who I had replaced, who they had as a backup, it was like me and Dalby are saying, we're counting the numbers, man. They're only going to keep eight or nine of us. Hey, are we going to make this team? And when Otto told us, hey, you guys, you're going to make the team, and we're going to break camp next week, and you guys are going to come over for dinner every Wednesday the whole year. But that's what Otto did, and we just said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But Otto was the guy.
That's something. That's a neat story about that, coming over for dinner. Burgess, did you have an experience like that coming from another NFL team?
My experience was very simple. I was a seventh-year player in the NFL. I was trying to step into Jack Tatum's spot. Everybody respected me, including me. When I was traded from the Jets, my first question was, they have Jack Tatum. What did he need me for? So the greatest thing is that once you got the respect of those guys, which I worked very, very hard for the entire preseason to do, you are part of the family. And it was the greatest experience I could have experienced with Lester Hayes, Mike Davis, Dwayne Osteen, and we just really came together as a very, very tight team, and no one cared about the credit. And Lester, that was Lester's big year with the stick-em, and everything he touched was gold, and we were plowing for Lester. And the more he could get, the more we excited for him. So it was the greatest experience for me, from coming from losing organization to one that understood how to win, and those guys around you, you want to step to the plate so you can respect you to be part of that organization. It was a great experience for me, for sure.
That's good stuff right there. And a reminder, we got Adam right there. Adam out there, if you have questions for one of our guests here at our Raider Legend Show, just raise your hand or you can make your way over to Adam. You can ask your question. It'll be fun. Tim, I mentioned the Heisman Trophy. Everyone knows about it. Where do you keep the Heisman Trophy?
Well, I have, when I built my house, I built the house around the Heisman. All right, when I walk in, I want the Heisman. Okay, well, you can put the library here and this here, but right now it's actually on display at the State Fair of Texas. There are two Heisman winners from my high school, so they have my Heisman and his Heisman on display right now for another week or so. So it was cool being able to go out there and see all that going on. It was a pretty big deal. You know, when I came in, you know, the Heisman Trophy was really a jinx more than anything. So a lot of people are looking at me a little sideways, but, you know, hopefully we turned that thing around a little bit anyway.
I think you did. I think the numbers would indicate that, and your performance on and off the field does as well. Questions? Let's go. Adam, let's go to the audience.
First off, I want to say thank you guys for your great service to the Raiders, especially Tim. I met you once before. My question for you is, given that we've had a tough year so far, and especially with the coaching change, I'm interested to get a player's perspective on what do you think they're really feeling? I mean, do they really believe they can still win and, you know, so they don't get discouraged? I mean, what do you think the Raiders are going through right now?
Well, I think they have a couple great leaders on this team, and Woodson and Justin Tuck, and especially a guy like Tuck and Woodson, who have won Super Bowls and been at that highest level. So, you know, and talking to those guys, you know, they definitely feel as if there's a change around here, and now it's just a matter of going out playing football. You know, I mean, when you have the injuries and all those different things happening, it makes it very difficult to go out and be as consistent as you want to be. But nothing can take the place of playing hard, tough football, and that's what we got to do. If we play hard, tough football, we'll have a chance to win every football game.
Yeah, that's right.
Burgess, is that one of those scenarios? This has been a tough start to the year, a coaching change, but maybe it's a way to cleanse yourself and start all over.
I had a chance to talk Cliff Branch yesterday and Otis McKinney. We were talking about that. The year that we went to the Super Bowl, we were 2-3. Pastorini had just gone down. Plunkett was coming in, and we had a team meeting. Upshaw got up, and Tews got up, and that was a change for us. We decided internally what we had to do as a team. We're gonna commit to each other, and if the guys do that, some leaders stand up and say, we just got to tough this thing out, forget the past, and let's go out there and get angry enough to show ourselves and what Raider style is all about. That year is what got us going. From that point on, we moved on and really started believing in ourselves.
You know, there's all different types of adversity you get, and John, if you go back to that year you guys won the Super Bowl, you started the year against the Steelers. You're down 28-14 with 5 minutes to go. I don't know if do you recall that?
Yeah.
And now that's a heck of a hill to climb with 5 minutes to go to try to win a football game. What do you remember of that scenario of coming back and the way you guys come back and then you use that to build as the season continues on?
Was it three touchdowns or two touchdowns and a field goal? Last 3-4 minutes.
Yeah, it was two touchdowns and a field goal in like the 3 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's what I remember. The details of how we did it, I have no clue. It's a blur, but I remember two touchdowns and a field goal in the last 3 or 4 minutes to beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Yeah, it was a great win, and that rivalry with the Steelers was unreal. The competition with the Steel Curtain, Joe Green, L.C. Greenwood, Holmes, and who's the other guy? There was one other guy. I'm forgetting his name, but that was quite a group.
How does coming back like that in such tight circumstances, does that build or does that help a team come together? Does it help you believe in one another a little bit more when you're able to make such an incredible comeback?
Yeah, I think anything like that helps, but shoot, I always looked at competition as, hey, one play at a time. I never thought, hey, what I did last week, that's last week, and what I got to do this week is this week. So I never thought much about that. You know, I always thought, hey, in the present, and I got to block this guy this play.
Well, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that a signature win for this team can turn the whole thing around. In 1999, end of the 99 season, we went to Kansas City. It was actually, I guess, January 2000. We had nothing to play for. If they won the game, they win the AFC West. We're down 17-0 at the end of the first quarter of that game. And something happened with Tyrone Wheatley, and we got into a fight. And that fight just ignited us. Long story short, we came back and won that game, 35-34 or something like that. That game, all offseason, we talked about that game. If we can win that game in that situation, let's win now. And that led us to the AFC Championship game, the Tuck game, and eventually the Super Bowl. So there's no doubt in my mind that one signature win can get this team going. They just got to get that signature win.
That's right.